Time for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. And you're sure you're not going to become a dad again?
Oh. I don't know how much time is left in our segment, but I could literally just laugh that laugh the entire rest of the segment. No, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, on a side note, a happy belated 15th anniversary.
Thank you. Well, oh, and here's my lovely bride walking in. I'm at home, and she's heading off to get needles stuck in her foot, which she claims she loves. This acupuncture nonsense. Wow. But anywho, yes. Yeah, so thank you. She's absolutely more beautiful than the day I begged her to marry me, and she's like, I don't know, but she eventually gave in. And. Thank you. It's been wonderful. I was struggling for, cause we have to talk about wildfires again, which I guess we're probably, I'm going to need to sort of change my calendar of what we talk about on this show. Cause it seems like much as any, meteorologist has to talk about hurricane season and such like that at this time of year, we're now going to have to talk about wildfire season and much of the, important part of the wine growing areas of the continental U.S., which is devastating. So, I was struggling to think of a funny lead into that, and it occurred to me that I had watched a little segment on the gender reveal phenomenon.
Oh God!
And I needed a having a baby song. I mean, because obviously, as I probably don't have to remind anyone, a gender reveal pyrotechnics display gone wrong is responsible for one of the many, many fires that are raging out west right now. So we'll get to the sort of normal California segment, but I did want to talk about the wildfires. First, we'll talk about dumpster fires, though. We're going to talk about...
oh, dear.
I know that offensive lines are tough to put together in the NFL, but for a dude who preaches about hog mollies, I think Dave Gettleman's done a really woeful job getting him some. Because unlike a lot of talking heads I've been listening to today, I'm quite high on the Giants in terms of a young team with skill set. I think Daniel Jones, plucked from David Cutcliffe at Duke, I think he's going to do very, very well. Saquon rushed for 5 yards.
Yeah.
So I, as a fantasy team owner, who certainly would have acquired Saquon Barkley had he been available when I had choices, I'm awfully glad I didn't, at least for that particular game, because I got to win my game with Leonard Fournette's former number two, who is now the number one in Jackson. I got better points off him. So anyway, life throws you weird curveballs, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And you don't need that double whammy of getting no points out of your running back and seeing your Giants suffer.
Yeah, so I'm glad I didn't go for Saquon. Well, I didn't have a chance to go for Saquon, but I did. However, I have Kyler Murray's new favorite target. So it was a you know, there were certain swear words said in Glee and certain swear words said. What's the opposite of Glee? Anyway, speaking of the opposite of Glee, we should get to the serious things. So out west, obviously, things are on fire. We're going to be talking about California. So I just kind of want to talk about north of California, which we are going to get to, next month when we talk about sort of the rest of the continental U.S.'s wine industry. But I did want to mention that, right now, Oregon, and specifically the Rogue Valley. Now people of course think about the Willamette Valley specifically when they think about, Oregon wine industry, and indeed, the Chehalem Mountain, which is a prominent part of that region, did experience a wildfire, but it was fortunately put out fairly quickly. I think, what is it? Yes, I have a note here. Yeah, 2,000 acres. I should add, I'm taking a lot of this from reporting by Tim Fish of Wine Spectator. So to that, I mean, given everything, you know, that actually was fortunate. But in the Rogue Valley, which is farther south, and, of course, home to Rogue Brewery, if any beer fans, and Rogue Creamery for any cheese fans, and a lot of wonderful, promising young wineries, including one that we work with right now, that we work with their Ovum Riesling, which was a wonderful new discovery. That's in a bad way right now. One is reminded that a lot of very wealthy people own these wineries, because very often, I don't know if anybody out there is reading about specifically wildfires as they pertain to wineries, but when you read about what is lost occasionally, you hear about all these wineries. I think I'm being called, I'm sorry, by some number in New Jersey. I should never have kept my New Jersey number. You read about these wineries and you're like, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that one. I've never heard of that one. Most of them are very, very small wineries. It's almost rare, because of location and firefighting efforts, to hear about bigger wineries being affected. But one guy, Brian Denner. Brian Denner is the one person thus far that we know of who has completely lost, as he quotes, not literally not a single bottle left. This is Simple Machine Winery. Simple Machine Winery, Brian Denner. Brian Denner, I got to know because he owned a very, very good Syrah-based winery down in Paso Robles. Brian Denner is the inventor of the Ditch Witch.
Which,
if anybody's ever seen one of these towed behind, you know, is basically an underground ditch digging unit that he made all of his money off of. So sometimes your sadness is tempered by the fact that you know that these people literally go to bed in sheets made of $100 bills. So obviously the bigger, you know, the bigger concern, I'm being glib here, is obviously the people that are losing their homes. But it's just intriguing to me that we always think about California with the wildfires, and indeed they are there. But that Oregon and even Washington, although not, again, particularly wine important areas right now, because a lot of that in Washington is actually desert. It's affecting, you know, places that we don't normally think about. Heading to California, obviously we all saw the horrific flames in and around San Francisco. That was images that I don't think anybody's likely soon to forget. And of course, north of San Francisco is the Napa Valley and Sonoma. So obviously those are areas of concern. But right now the bigger area of concern in California is Mendocino County, which produces a lot of really, really good Pinot Noir, Chardonnay. It's one of those places where you get a lot of the sea breezes that cool and provide such a good climate for those cooler climate grapes. But of course, those are stirring up the flames right now. So that's it's an area of concern, as well as north of Los Angeles. And people don't really think of Los Angeles as a wine growing area, but indeed there are some actually very old wineries that are in and around Los Angeles. The other thing that's happening is that, well, I suppose there's two other things that are happening that I kind of want to bring up in case people are not thinking about it. One is they're having a real problem harvesting right now because of the pandemic, as well as because of the smoke. So this year is probably going, what a stupid thing to say, but this year is going to be unprecedented.
Really?
In terms of, for anybody who just crawled out of their cave, in terms of the wine produced, available, and of course, the next thing that I was going to mention is this thing called smoke taint, which is essentially, and you know, we're dealing with literally, apparently the skies above us have been hazy today because of these wildfires. So we're having, you know, smoke and ash, you know, if not the fires threatening these vineyards, their entire atmosphere is entirely contained by, hellish conditions. And that does introduce into grapes a smoky quality. Sometimes that's like, hey, that's kind of cool. But a lot of the times it means if it didn't burn to the ground, you still have to throw out 80%, 90% of your production because it smells terrible. So it's going to be a really, really, really tough vintage for all these folks for just just when you think you get a step, it knocks you down again. Mm. It's unbelievable. So, you hate to say, keep your thoughts out for people that you don't know, because we're all keeping our thoughts for people we do know. But as I wrote about in my newsletter, what does it take to rebuild and rebuild and rebuild after these things? It's quite a Herculean effort. So things to keep in mind as we pick up our bottle of Cabernet for the evening and such. Yeah. Moving to, I'm probably out of time, aren't I?
We have about 45 seconds left.
Okay. Well, then we'll talk about the rest of the stuff next week. I suppose I should just remind folks that we thank you all again at Bangor Wine and Cheese for being so fabulous in terms of wearing a mask, calling, asking questions, being considerate. So please keep that up. Everybody stay safe. We're not out of the woods yet. And I will talk to you all next week about the other California.
Excellent. Thanks, Eric. Hope that jersey number wasn't Dave Gettleman.
He better not be calling. I've got words.
You never know.
Those
Eric,
the ones I taught my kids.
He might have those for you. Eric from Bangor Wine and Cheese, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor.